Today we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. We are holding on toward the top of Chav Vav Amar Aleph at the Mishnah. Now the Torah tells us that in the seventh month of the year, or the first day of that month, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem Kol Melech Savodah Lo Sasu Yom Truah Yelachem. There's just some background information. The Torah tells us that there is a day that should be Yom Truah, which is the day we call Rosh Hashanah, and we are going to have a Gemara later that's going to show that the Truah happens through a Shofar. And we learn from the fact that by Yovel, it says Va'avarta Shofar Trua B'chodesh Shvi'i B'asol L'chodesh B'yom B'kippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzichem. So this Mishnah begins to explain some of Tkiyas Shofar. Says the Mishnah, Kala Shofar is K'sherim Chutz Mishel Para. All animal horns are kosher to use for the mitzvah of shofar, except for the horn of a para, because the horn of a para is not called a shofar, it is more accurately labeled a keren. And by Rashani, you need a shofar, not just a keren. Amar Rabbi Yosi, valo kala shofaros nikru keren. What do you mean? Every shofar is called a keren. Shenemar bimshoch bikeren hayovel. Yovel means a ram, as the Gemara Darshan. So we're going to find that a shofar of a ram is also called a keren. And obviously, a ram's horn is kosher for tkiyas shofar. Therefore, it is a machlokas in this Mishnah whether one is allowed to use a horn of a cow for tkiyas shofar. Is it considered a keren and not a shofar, or are all shofaros really a keren and therefore it's fine? Says Gemara Shapir Kamar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi seems to have a pretty strong taina that all shofars are called keren. For Rabbanu kol shofaros ikru shofar v'ikru keren. Depara keren ikri shofar lo ikri. Dechsev b'char sharo adelov karni re'im karnav. No, the difference is the Tanakhama would say that all other shofaros are called sometimes keren, sometimes shofar. But the horn of a cow is only called a keren, is never called a shofar, and that's why it cannot be used. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lach Depara nami ikri shofar. Rabbi Yossi would say it's not true. The horn of a cow is also called a shofar sometimes. Tichsev, because the pasuk says when David davens v'teitav l'Hashem mishor par, that the tefillah should be better to Hashem than a shor par. Mimilchora, it's stira. Because if he's davening im shor, that the tefillah should be even more desirable to Hashem than bringing a shor as a korban lama par. Why does he mention par? A par is an adult bull, which is 3 years old. A shor would be like a one-day-old. Impar, and if it's referring to a par, lama shor, why does he mention shor? Elamai shor par, why does it say shor par? Because we put those two words together. Shor par, say it fast, and it sounds like mi shofar, that the tefillah should be better than a shofar. David was saying that his tefillah should be like a tefillah that we have on a fast day, where we blow shofars along with it. So even though the simple pshat of the pasuk is talking about a shor, but the remez is that it's talking about a shofar. So you see that even the horn of a shor, or a cow, or a bull, is called a shofar. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would respond, kidrav masna, dam rav masna, my shor par, shu gadol kapar. The term shor par means that it's gadol kippar, but it doesn't mean that it's referring to an actual shofar. We're talking about a shor that's going to be as big as a par, that when it's one day old, it should be as big as a par, that's a par, a bull, that's already much older. And that's the shor of Maisa Bereishis, because all of the creations were created initially in an adult form. So even though it's age-wise, it's a shor, but nevertheless, physical size-wise, it's a par. And that's the shor that was brought by Adam Arishon. So that's what David HaMelech was saying, that my tefillah should be as good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the korban that Adam HaRishon had brought. That the korban that Adam HaRishon brought was an adult shor par, this combination of shor par. Ula Amar Hainu Taim the Rabbanan. Ula says, now the explanation for the Rabbanan, who say you're not allowed to use a cow's horn, is Kedrav Chista, like Rav Chista said, Dam Rav Chista Minima Ein Koyen Gadol Nichnas V'Big Dezav L'Fnai V'Lifnim. Why is it that a Koyen Gadol is not allowed to go into on Yom Kippur into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, La'avod Avoda, in order to do the Avoda, that the Avoda is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur, he's got to do it only in his white begadim, not in his golden begadim, L'fishein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, because gold brings up memories of the Egel Azav, which was a very terrible black eye on the Jewish people, and therefore we try not to bring that to mind when doing the Avoda on Yom HaKippurim. And that's the same reason we don't use a cow's horn, because a cow reminds us of the Chet HaEgel. Asks the Gemara, Velo, do we not find references to a cow when trying to achieve kapara for the Jewish people? V'ika dam par, the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur comes to be mechaper for the Jewish people with the blood of a bull, and he sprinkles that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how can you say that in Kategor Nasas Nego we don't want any references to a bull around the Kodesh Kadashim? Says more, hol v'ishtani, ishtani. No, once it's different, once it's changed, once it's in a different form, it's no longer a bull, now it's just blood, so therefore it's no longer a problem of in kategor nasa senegor. Frek the Gemara Vayika Aron, what about the Aron, the kapores, and the covering of the Aron, ukruv, and the golden kruvim on top of the Aron, all of those things are made of gold, so how come that's not a problem of reminding a Kodesh Baruch of the Chere Egel? Answer when we say in kategor nasa senegar, we mean that the sinner himself should not bring that which reminds of the sin. Ask the Gemara Vika Kafu Machta. The Kohen Gadol is bringing in a shovel and a spoon into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which are made out of gold. Chote bal yisnoe ka'aminan. No, but the spoon and shovel don't dress him up. We don't want the sinner dressed up in gold. Ask the Gemara Vayika Bigdei Zav. The Kohen Gadol does wear Bigdei Zav throughout the day on Yom Kippur. Mibachutz. Granted, it's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's outside, but he's wearing Bigdei Zav. Isn't that a violation of Inkategor Nasnegar? As we know, Mibifnim Kaminan. It's only a problem when the Avodah is being done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shofar Naim Mibachutz. Well, then what's the problem with using a cow's horn for a shofar? They don't blow the shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If the only problem with Inkategor Nasnegar is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what's the problem? And so Gemara Kivim to the Zikarnhu, Kibifnim Dami. Since the shofar is meant to bring up the tefillos of Klal Yisrael, and that Hashem should remember us for good, it's like it's Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's considered as if it's Lefnai V'Lefnim. So let's say main point over here would be two explanations why one should not use a shofar shel para, why the Tanakhama holds one should not use a shofar of a para. One is that it's called a keren, and not a shofar. It's never called shofar, it's only called keren. And the other is in kategor nasa sneger, it's reminiscent of the chere egel, which you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to bring up reminders lefnai v'lefnim of the chere egel. So ask the Gemara, v'hatana mepnei shu keren kamar. That's a very nice explanation, but that's not what the Tana said. The Mishnah said that the reason you're not allowed to do it is that you're not allowed to use a shofar of a par is because it's called the keren. So answers the Gemara, chada v'od kamar. Chada den kategenas neger v'od mepnei shu keren. The Tana really meant to say that there are two reasons, and that one of them is that it's called the keren, not a shofar. Rabbi Yossi Amrlach, and Rabbi Yossi, who says you are allowed to use a shofar shel par, will tell you to reject this. To kamar den that which you taina that you can't do because it brings up reminders of the Chere Egel. That's only a problem when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and shofar is not blown in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And on the issue that you want to say that it's called a keren, well, every shofar is called a keren. That's not unique to a shofar of a para. Abaye Yomer. So they'll give you a third reason why the Rabbanan say a shofar shel para is not allowed to be used for shofar. Shofar am rachmana v'lo shnayim u'shlosha shofaros. The Torah says you should use one shofar, not two or three shofaros. V'had the para, kivin dekoy gildi gildi, since the shofar of a para, the horns of a para are layered, mischazi kishnayim u'shlosha shofaros. The way it grows, it's layered, it appears like two or three shofaros. So add that to the main point. The third explanation why the Tanakam would hold not to use a shofar shalpara, because it looks like multiple shofaros. Ask Gemara v'atanim b'mneshu keren kamar. But that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said the problem is that it's a keren and not a shofar. Answers the Gemara again, chadavod kamar. The Tana of the Mishnah just meant to say that there are multiple reasons not to use a cow's horn. Chadav the shofar echar machon v'loshnayim v'shlosh shofaros. First of all, you have this issue that it's layered and appears to be more than one shofar. V'od b'mneshu keren. And further, more beyond that, it's also a keren. Rabbi Yossi Amalach, Rabbi Yossi would respond to both of those things. The kamrit shofar echad amarachman of loshnayim u'shlosh shofaros, in terms of the fact that it appears to be more than one shofar, kivin de mechabri adadi chadu, it's all connected to each other, so it's all one. It's not multiple shofaros. With the kamrit neshu keren, kala shofaros nami yikru keren. The fact that you say that it's called the keren, well, every shofar is called a keren. Now, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yossi rejects the Rabbanan because all shofaros are really called keren, because the pasuk says bimshoch bekeren hayovel. A yovel is a ram, so we see even a ram's horn, which is like the prototypical item to use, the classic item to use for the mitzvah of shofar, even that's called a keren. But how do we know that the word yovel means a ram? Because we have a brisa. I'm Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara is going to get into some language issues of how we know what certain words mean. Rabbi Akiva said that when he went to Aravia, they were calling a ram a yovla. So he was able to bring rayas from the language. It's reminiscent a little bit of how the word chilazon in a lot of the Middle Eastern languages actually means snail. So they try to bring that as a raya, that the chilazon from which we get the tcheles is a snail. So many people say, how could you bring a raya from foreign languages? What kind of raya you bring from languages? That's what the Gemara does. He says, I know what a yovel means because there are other languages that are similar Semitic languages that it's clear that it meant a ram. V'am Rabbi Akiva, kishalachti legalia, he says, when I went to a place called Galia, hayukorin lenida galmuda, they would refer to anida as a galmuda. My galmuda, what does the word galmuda mean? Gemula da mi baila, that she is now separated from her husband. V'am Rabbi Akiva, kishalachti lafriki, when I went to a place called Afriki, hayukorin lema'a, Ksita. They would call a certain coin a ksita. Lamainaf kamina. Why does it have to mention this? Lefrushe mea ksita daraisa. To tell us what it means that Yaakov bought the field from Chamor Avi Shechem from mea ksita, that it's mea danki. That it's 100 sixths of a dinar. It's 100 ma'os. Because a ma'a is 1/6 of a dinar. We should have an understanding of how much he actually paid for it. Afriki is best known for being the language that the word litotafos by tefillin is partially made from. Tat ba Afriki shtayim pas ba Afriki be something else, some other language I forgot already. Shtayim, that's how we know there are four parshios in the tefillin. But anyway, Amar Rebbe commented, "Kishalachti lekirkei hayam, hayukorin lemechira kira." When I went to kirkei hayam, they called selling something kira. Lemaynaf kamina, who cares what they called selling? Lefrushe asher karisili. So that we'll be able to explain what the Torah means when Yosef says to Paro, "I hine enochi meis bekivri asher karisili," and he means when that I bought a kever in Eretz Canaan. Amr b'shem malakish, kashalachti l'tchum kan, when I went to Tchum Kan, nishraya, hayukorin l'kala ninfi. They would call a kala a ninfi. L'tarnagol, sechvi. And they would call a tarnagol a sechvi, which we also, in our brachos in the morning, and also in the sechvi vina, it's a reference to a tarnagol, the rooster. L'kala ninfi maikra, what's the pasuk where we learn that kala is a ninfi? Yefeinof mesos kala aretz. That's the pasuk that we can now explain, now that we know that it's referring to a kala, that Yerushalayim is beautiful like a kala. Well, the tarnagol sechvi, and how do I, what does it help to call a tarnagol a sechvi, knowing that a sechvi is a word for a tarnagol? Amar Rav Demaravi, by Yisayim, Rabbi Shoban Levi, Maikra, mi shas batuchos chachma, o mi nasal na sechvi vina. So we know it's referring to a tarnagol. Mi shas batuchos chachma elu klayos. Where do we find our chachma? That's the kidneys. Is a tarnagol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tarnagol the ability to distinguish between day and night. That's why the rooster crows in the morning. Levi iklalu asra. Levi went to a certain place. Also, gavur lekamei. A person came in front of him. Amrlei kavan plagia. This person was kava me. Well, we don't know what that word meant. Love the other, my kamerlei. He didn't know what that means. So also shalba midrasha. Levi asked in the base medrash, what does the word mean? What was he saying? He was telling me some story that someone was kava him. I just don't know what kava means. Amalei, they said in the base medrash, gazna malach. He was telling you that someone stole from him. Tachsiv, because in the tochacha of the Navi Malachi to the Jewish people, where there is, so to speak, gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not being mafresh trumas ha-maisros, it says, hayikba Adam Elokim. You think you could be Koveya or Kava Hashem? You think you could steal Trumas and Maestros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amalei Rava mi Barnish Ravashi Iyavai Hasem Rava Barnish Ravashi. You know, if I would have been Levi and a guy would have said something like that to me and I would have no idea what he meant, Hava Minilei, what I would have said to him was, Hechi kavach. Oh yeah, how was he kava you? B'mai kavach. With what was he kava you? Ve'amai kavach. Why was he kava you? And then just by asking those kinds of questions, umelei haviyadina, from context they would have figured out what it meant. Ve'ihu and Levi savar milsa di yisura ka'amalei. That when he was saying kava, he meant some sort of terrible isser, so he didn't want to ask him how and what in details. Meaning he thought he was talking about arayos, that it was some sort of dvar erva. So you don't want too many details. So you have to be careful not to ask questions like that. So I guess the last main point will be, we have a number of words that were in psukim that were only able to translate based on other languages, based on what those words mean in other languages. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Lo Havu Yadi Rabbanan.